This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I want to talk to my young brothers and sisters about their parents. We live in a time where family dynamics are very challenging, and I know that some young people have a difficulty in how to communicate with their parents and getting along with them. I get a lot of complaints all the time and a lot of questions about it. Look, brothers and sisters, I want to start by first of all saying how important the respect and goodness of the parents is, and it's non-negotiable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say in the Quran that even if your parents are disbelievers and they pressure you and put force upon you to disbelieve in Allah, He says, don't obey them, but treat them in goodness no matter what. Allah said in Surah Luqman, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا. Allah says, even if they strive to make a disbelief in me, then don't obey them, but live with them in life in goodness. Brothers and sisters, kindness and mercy and a good word doesn't cost anything. And I promise you, if you merely do this simple thing, and that is no matter what they say, how angry they get, or how annoying they may be to you at times, remember one thing, they are human just like you. And sometimes they don't know any better way to communicate with you. Sometimes they're confused. Sometimes it needs a little bit of your communication with them. Choose a time when your parents are calm, the stress is not too much. Why don't you make them a cup of tea or something that they like? And come round, sit down and offer something out of the blue. I promise you, your parents will look at you differently. Some parents, they never see goodness from their children. And they probably speak to each other saying, what's wrong? Why doesn't our daughter or our son like us? You might love them with all your heart, but most of the time it comes down to communication and a little bit of mercy. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't tell us that we have to obey them in everything they say. Some things they say is wrong. But it doesn't mean they will have to respond to them in a harsh and disrespectful manner. You know, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions knew what it meant. And a lot of them had disbelieving parents, good parents, bad parents, Muslim parents, believing parents, and some of them even had parents who were extremely nasty to them. Yet they knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask them even about their parents. And their parents will grow old in age and leave this world soon. Abu Hurairah, he says, every time I used to go to visit my mother, the people would hear him say this. He would say, Assalamu alaikum, my mother, from outside, to get her permission to enter. And then he would say to her all the time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you and have mercy upon you, as you had mercy upon me when I was a child. You know, sometimes it takes a few words, and then you get used to it. There was another companion, Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu, the son of Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, I never used to eat with my mother from the same plate. And they asked him why. He said, because I feared that her eye may look at a piece of food which she wanted to eat, and without me realizing, I would have taken it and she wouldn't say anything to me. Subhanallah, how they looked at it. You know, brothers and sisters, the way that you talk and respond and treat your parents, one day you're going to grow up and have children of your own. And if this habit does develop, your children are going to copy you and think, this is okay for me to treat my parents the way they treat my grandparents. Brothers and sisters, even if your parents are harsh, even if your parents may not have a good communication ability with you, I promise you, a little bit of niceness, a little bit of goodness, a little bit of mercy goes a long way. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did say Ameen one time when he was climbing the minbar. And it was Jibreel alayhi salam saying to him, may his nose be rubbed in dust, whoever's parents reach old age and still they could not make him enter paradise. Meaning that there is a humongous reward in being dutiful to your parents and the doors of paradise opening, even if they were non-Muslims themselves. Brothers and sisters, before you know it, you're going to grow up, get married inshallah, and you'll be living your life, and your parents will get old and need you. Be good to them as much as you can. Make dua for them as much as you can. You know, sometimes just stopping a few of our habits can go a long way. I know a young boy who once came to me crying, saying, my mother won't talk to me. I said, why? He said, because I said to her some words out of disrespect. I said to him, go home tonight and give her a hug.
He said, what if it doesn't work? I said, go and do it. The next day he came back smiling and he said to me, it worked. My mother's talking to me again. Brothers and sisters, that's all it takes, inshallah. A bit of mercy, a bit of kindness and compassion. And if it doesn't work, at least it's in your scale of good deeds. And at least you are a person who's growing up to be an amazing person, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tells us, make dua for them to have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon us when we were little babies, when we were in our mother's wombs, when they were struggling and striving to feed us and make us grow. We at least owe them that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the strength, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist you in communicating with your parents better, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the wisdom and guide us all. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.